Do estate agents train their staff enough?
Oh, good God, no. I've yet to meet anyone that's taken...
Hold on, let me rephrase that. Do estate agents train their staff?
Good God, no.
Talk to me.
You know, I have business owners talk about their guys on the front line and how they're struggling and they're not converting or they're not getting enough appointments. And my question to them is, when was the last time you spent an hour with them? When was the last right move call you listened to? When was the last time you observed the appointment? And the other question is, what would your business look like if you were on the front line getting the appointments?
Difference.
God, it'd be amazing, they say. Okay. I would be doing really, really well, rather than actually, why aren't the skills on the front line as good as yours?
Because I'll tell you one thing which I'm really scared of for the industry as a whole is that we've got a lot of 20-somethings that have been in the business the last 5 or 6 years who have not experienced a tougher market where you actually have to negotiate.
Yeah.
I mean, what's all that about?
The
old fashioned arm twisting. Come on, love, get up.
These are all skills. And the thing is, if you go back into the basics of how to win a listing, which is figure out the challenges and the needs and creating the solution, the professional problem solver, it's the same in absolutely all areas of the business. So negotiation's the same. Why are you looking to sell your home? Brilliant. So you still want to make that happen? Brilliant. Well, we've got someone who will buy yours. This is where they are at the moment. This is their reason for making the offer, and this is where they're going to, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But the questions we ask have got to get better. So the skills on the front line are, I feel that training isn't implemented in probably 90% of the businesses.
90%?
Well, not the ones I get to see. And these are guys towards the top as well.
Okay, so let's just say you've got some estate agents out there that have not given training to their staff. What, obviously every agent is different, but what is the quick wins to get some immediate feedback, immediate business with their NEGs or their valuers?
Well, so quick wins are things like creating listings or getting offers that haven't been tied up. They're quick wins, if you like. How to get them, I think you should train every day.
Every day?
Every day. Why practice on the public and not in private? Okay, if your average fee is $4,000, every time you go wrong, with a situation with a vendor through a bad conversation or you haven't delivered with confidence, you've cost your company $4,000. Yet people will say to me, I can't afford to have you for a day. What are you doing? Well, how many conversations were had yesterday when they didn't go very well? How much practice did you put in the morning? So, you know, if you go to a Premier League ground and say, how many hours training did you put in this week? They'll probably be talking somewhere between 15 and 20 hours, right? You go to an estate agency and say, how many hours training have you put in this week? What's the answer?
Probably nothing for the last year, or not much. Because sometimes they'll send Floss on a one-day course, comes back for
a
day.
And the leader doesn't know what was going on the course. So training staff, we don't believe in training teams until we've gone through the leadership. So in other words, the leadership needs to embrace personal development, skills training, building belief, performance. If I asked you a question, this question's a very relevant one. Name or think of the best agent that you've come across in all your years. The best agent, and what I mean by that is the one that you would say would make it in any market. Okay?
What, apart from you?
Apart from myself and you. But just think of that person. Give me five of their attributes.
Passionate.
Yeah.
Trustworthy.
Yeah.
Dog with a bone, just won't give up.
So they're pretty driven?
Driven, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely. And the person I'm thinking of isn't even the leader of the business.
No, that's fine. Give me one or two more.
Just a people person.
Good connector, good relationship.
Oh, just brilliant. I mean, don't get me wrong, this person has their faults, but it's really hard to find an employee who is as passionate, if not more passionate than
the
boss.
Give me one more word. One more attribute.
Honesty.
Okay, good. There's five there. Now tell me which one of those is skill or which one's a behaviour.
Well, they're all behaviour.
So why do agents invest all their money in training skills?
Well, it's the old skills versus attitude thing, mate, isn't it?
How can you train somebody on skills if they haven't got the right behaviours?
So it's all behaviours, attitudes.
Start with behaviours. Start with attitudes. Get into that mold. Find out where people are, where they're thinking.
But that comes from the top, Matt.
Yeah, start with the business owner. So it's you've got to get into the business owner's head. So instead of
sending the staff on some fancy
Do it for me. Oh, it hasn't worked.
Take responsibility.
Yeah, no, we're not going to do it for you. If you're going to grow your business and absolutely get the return of your investment, you need to know what's going on. So you need to know, first of all, one of the best questions to ask is one of the best questions to ask a leader is, would you work for you? What would you be like working for you?
Well, most of them wouldn't, would they?
No. So how the hell could these guys on the front line survive with your leadership? So the leadership actually is, a lot of these leaders, they've got a lot of stuff going on. They've got a lot of past dragging them back.
Because it's hard work.
Well, you've got business to run, you've got wages to pay,
you've got money in, money out.
Do I spend money in the newspaper? Do I put leaflets out there? What do I do?
It's lonely as hell.
Well, we partner up, and that's where I think people get there. It almost feels like they've just got another person to talk to who can share what works. But we start with the leader, start with the leadership team, start with the shareholders, whatever it might be. You've got to get those thinking in the right place, create the right purpose, the right vision, mission, and then with their team, get the buy-in.
Because I know you do bring agents together in like little workshops.
And
let them swap, almost put them in a room and close the door and let them swap ideas.
Yeah, we're just in the process of putting these things together. We're going to have an elite group next year for agents that are really interested in investing more in themselves and working with the best there are. And I'm really excited by that.
Good. Excellent, mate. Cheers. Thank you.
No worries.
Cheers.